Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Happy Friday.
How good is that feeling, Ellie? Up and about. Best. Listen to us.
Yeah. Except you just told me off air that your pay hasn't come through yet.
No, I've got 69 cents left in my account. I may or may not be joking.
Do you want Mama to give you a loan?
Yes, please, darling. Not to mention, I do have $40,000 in
darling.
Savings.
If I just said I was your mama, don't call me your darling. That's weird.
Because what is it? Shake what your mama don't give you?
No, what your mama gave you.
Oh, that's the one. I was joking. I'm loaded.
Yeah, as you were. Yeah, sorry. Okay, cool. Hey, we had a jam-packed show today. So many guests on. It was huge. Had some interesting and important chats with some guys from the Happiness Co. So have a listen to those. Dedicate some time to it. It's a good chat.
Yeah, well, who else did we have on? Oh, we had Jamie Lee from Newmerka Food Bowl Festival.
Yeah.
Oh, more importantly, Grant Denyer.
Yeah. Ash London.
The two superstars join us together.
I know, it's a bit daunting really because they're big in the radio world and we're small in the radio world.
We'll have their jobs, that's not an issue. But we do love them though.
Yeah.
How good just to have the four of us in a studio hanging out.
Yeah, of course, mate. Equally as good as at radio as each other. All right, well, enjoy the catch up. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the day that it is whenever you're listening to us. And we'll be back on Monday and we'll give you another one.
TTYL.
Bye.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
And this game is awesome. I've been waiting for it to come to Australia, being a huge Ellen fan. And that's where it originated. It's called Game of Games, right? Ellen DeGeneres, she was the creator. And now it's come to Australia. A couple of episodes have been on already and it's an absolute cracker.
Yeah, we love this show.
Yeah, so we're joined by the host, Grant Denyer and Ash London. Good morning, guys.
Woo!
Hello.
Josiah, Ellie, thanks for having us on.
Just a couple of radio legends to have in the studio. How good is this?
I know. I feel a bit nervous interviewing you guys.
I wouldn't call GD a radio legend yet. He's not even doing radio yet. He's a TV Gold Logie winning legend and all around general legend.
Very true.
But he's not a radio legend like us, proper radio people.
Look at Lundo just put me back in my place.
I can't let your head get too big, mate.
Grant? Yeah. Fun fact, when the Logie nominations came out, I like to think of myself as a bit of a psychic. I made the prediction on the show that day.
Yeah, she did.
Grant Denyer will win the Gold Logie. Boom! You came through for me. So thanks, bud.
I didn't even believe it. At that point, I was at number five in terms of the betting odds.
Yeah.
So, and then I climbed to three before the event and I was like, nah, I was ready to clap Tracy Grimshaw up on the stage and then just hit the cans with her later that night.
I think
it was a lovely surprise.
I think Ellie's just looking for a thank you, Grant, that's all.
Yay.
Oh, Ellie, thank you so much for being the spiritual guidance counsellor that you are that willed me and the universe across the line.
Hey, anytime, buddy, anytime.
Can you will me a pay rise?
Yeah, look, all right, cool. Ash London will get a pay rise by 2020. Boom!
We should clarify this because Ellie has been calling you Grant. I've been saying Grant. What do you take, Grant or Grant? What do you prefer?
I can't call myself Grant because that would make me sound like a wanker. I call myself Grant.
Are you calling Ellie a wanker?
No. I don't mind. I don't mind being called Grant because it sounds sophisticated and regal, but I just can't bring myself to call myself like that.
Yeah, well, you're a country boy at heart. I feel like country boys call you Grant, and I'm a city girl, so, you know.
Well, and I've got a connection with Shepparton too.
Don't you?
Hang on a second. What is it?
I once went in a dancing competition and my dance partner was from Shepparton.
No way. What was it? Do you remember her name?
Yeah, I do. It.
Is this him Dancing with the
Amanda.
Stars and you can't remember her name?
No, Amanda. I don't want to. You brought it up, not me. We won. Thanks for asking.
Ash, he's the star. He doesn't have to worry about anyone else. Dancing with the Stars.
I've got a Shepparton connection as well.
Yes.
Yeah, what's yours?
I got glandular fever when I was staying with my friend who lives in Benalla.
Yes, you're welcome.
To Shepparton Hospital.
Hang on, so you got the kissing disease in Shepparton?
Got it not from kissing, just from generally.
Yeah. Oh. I want to know more about this friend in Benalla. What were you two getting up to?
I was 13, so.
Okay.
Hey. Now it's weird, isn't it?
Yep. I was kissing at 13, it's fine.
Moving on.
And I'm not allowed within 500 metres of primary school, so there you go.
Jeez. How are we still on air?
I don't know.
Can I throw something so left of field here?
Well, you've already done that.
You're not wrong. I just saw something on TV. They're saying there's a scone scandal going. Nigella Lawson, she's posted a photo of a pastry with cream first, then jam. They're saying it's the other way around.
What an idiot.
Do you guys know which is the right way?
Hello.
Jam first, right? Yeah.
100%. That's the only way to do it.
Is it?
Yes, yeah, of course.
You put the jam on.
On the cream, and then it just
it kind of just falls off.
Yes.
And then how do move the jam around to an equal?
Really?
You've got to get all to the edges of the scone, and you can't do that if it's sitting on top of cream.
Why are you looking so shocked, Josiah?
Because I'm Team Nigella. I always put like my sour cream first, your guacamole second, you put your cream first, your jam second
your
on
guacamole.
The cream.
Guacamole?
This interview's over. Savory. Oh, okay. He's gone savory. Yeah, he's gone to savory.
Grant's cracked it.
All right, I feel like we've digressed a lot.
We're storming out.
We want to talk about the game, the show, Game of Games.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That's what you guys
just watch
about.
It. We don't need to talk about it. Watch it. 7:30 on Win Sunday nights. It's really good. People win money. They get messy. Grant presses buttons and they fall off platforms. We never see them again.
Yes, I want to talk to you about that, Grant. Oh, God. Now you're Grant.
Yeah, just call me Mad Dog is my nickname.
Okay, Mad Dog, here we go.
I'm the most un-Mad Dog looking person in the world, by the way.
You and me
like
both.
You drive race cars, you're Mad Dog.
Picture a Mad Dog to be some sort of bikey with a long beard and a shaved head and tats, but I'm more like a chihuahua.
I was going to say you're a mad chihuahua.
You're a happy pup instead of a mad dog.
Yeah, cute pup.
Look, Mad Dog, Mad Chihuahua. Do you feel like you've got a lot of power when you are holding, like hovering over that button? I feel like
yes.
I would.
I thought I was a nice person until this show started. As it turns out, there's a darkness inside of me that bubbles out that I didn't know existed until Gamer Games came along.
I kind of want to get one installed in the studio for Josiah. Every time he says something stupid, I'm going to be like, boom, you're
I
will
be in this interview.
Through the trapdoor.
Yes,
one more so comment good. About primary schools and you're gone.
Hey, guys, and Grant specifically, can I ask a little bit about the drought? Because you are from Bathurst, which was affected. We've seen some rain over the last week or so. What's the update? How are we looking at the moment?
Look, it's far from drought-breaking rain, but it's wonderful. It's wonderful because it kind of lifts hopes and spirits. And at this particular point, considering it's gone on for 2 years and is one of the worst droughts in 100 years, hopes and spirits are at an all-time low. And when people are struggling financially, they also struggle emotionally, and there's a lot of concern about the mental health and well-being of a lot of our farmers. So seeing actually Prince Harry talk about it yesterday in Dubbo, saying, ask for help, it's okay. I did when my mum Diana died, and it's the best thing I could have done. That was a heroic moment by Prince Harry, and I'm so proud of him for doing that because that means a lot to a lot of regional people.
Yeah, we love that. All our love and prayers sending that way. We actually had a caller on earlier this week, and he said we had one day of rain. I think it was on Wednesday here, and we don't get much rain down here either. He said that one day of rain was worth $30,000 to him.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Isn't that insane? Like when you can't afford to feed your animals and then you can't afford to feed your own family, you know, things get awfully bad very, very quickly. So thankfully the whole country's kind of rallied behind everybody very well. A lot of money's been raised. So good on you, Australia.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you coming on as well.
I love how this interview's gone from kissing in banana to mad chihuahuas to then the drought. Like, it's really, we've really brought it all to the table today, haven't we?
We got it all.
Okay, maybe we should officially welcome Grant Denyer at this point into radio.
Yes.
Radio royalty.
Well done. A round of applause.
At the start of the interview, we said no, but yeah, come on, mate.
What a magical moment. I want to thank Mum. I want to thank God.
All right, get him off the stage.
And I want to thank Ellie for believing in me.
Hey, anytime, buddy. Do you want me to make another prediction for you or something for next year? Do you want to take out the gold logie next year too or something?
Back
maybe
to back.
Game of games? All right, game
just
of
good
games.
Good ratings on our breakfast radio.
Yeah, okay.
That's going up. That's going up. Don't worry about that.
All right, I'll save this grab. Thanks, guys. Game of games. It is back on Win Sunday night at 7:30. Grant Denyer and Ash London, thank you for joining us.
Love you, lunatics.
Thanks. Bye.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
This isn't good, though. A debate that's tearing us apart. It's tearing the country apart. We want to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And in the quest to talk about it, I've discovered a song, and it's my new favourite thing in life. It's titled The Scone Song, because this morning what we want to talk about on 13, 12, 16 is the correct way to dress your scone.
Yeah, they're saying it's the debate that dividing the nation. It's been on every talkback show, the Today Show. It's been on The Project.
Yeah.
Nigella Lawson, she posted a photo, you know, the chef from England. Mm-hmm. She posted a photo of a scone with the cream first, then the jam. It's had everyone up in arms.
As it should.
Except for me, apparently. I don't know what the upper age is. I'm Team Nigella there. So it's got the scone, then you put the cream on, then you put the jam on top of that.
No, you don't, because then your jam slides off your cream.
Who cares? Once you close your scone, it doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
What do you mean it doesn't?
You need to, like, the textures, the consistencies are different, right? You need the jelly-like jam to be on the bottom, and then the smooth whipped cream just placed lightly and elegantly on top.
No, because you want to have the jam be the first thing that hits your taste buds when it goes in your mouth. 13, 12, 16, if you want to get involved with the debate, because it has been rocking the nation. Settle it. Are you Team Josiah or Team Ellie? Another thing, it's not just scones, though.
Yeah.
Sorry to diverse a little bit here, but when I'm eating my Mexican, same thing. Whatever's a white food, so when I'm eating Mexican, it's sour cream first, guacamole
no,
on top of that.
No, it's not. Again, the sour cream is of a lighter consistency than the guac.
Am I crazy?
Yes.
I thought this is something that everyone did.
No, if I'm making a burrito, I'll separate the two. I'll put meat and all the fillings in the middle, and then on one side I'll put guac, and on the other side I'll put sour cream. And
you're
close
cracked
it
in the head, mate.
No, I am very normal.
No, I've always done this since I was a kid. Ever. And I swear my whole family does it as well. And my mates. Am I going crazy or is it something that I haven't taken notice of?
I mean, look, I think you're going crazy because I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen a scone with cream first and then jam on top.
Well, Nigella Lawson, she's probably one of the biggest chefs in the world.
No, I'm pretty big. I make really good pork chops.
Do you now?
Yeah,
you're not Nigella.
No, I put a bit of salt and pepper and paprika on.
Although you've got similar habits to Nigella.
I look similar to her. We're very, beautiful women. But can I just play the scone song?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
back to the most important part of this talk.
This is the best part of this. I've just found this on YouTube. The things you can find on YouTube are best. It's titled "Scones Are Our Life."
Hey, I ate you. I loved you with Gemma Cream.
I love you, scone, scone. I eat you, scone, scone. Let's talk over scones.
It's complete with a video clip.
I think the video clip's better than the song.
It's just this man dancing in the bushes about scones.
What a weirdo.
Sitting on some train tracks having a sing about scones.
I'll tell you what he thinks, though. What? I reckon he's Team Josiah, Team Nigella, that you put the cream first, you jam second.
Do you know what? I'll scroll through the comments and see if there's a verdict that he's given us. But in the meantime, we want your verdict, Goulburn Valley. Give us a call, 13 12 16. What is the correct way to butter a scone, would you say? Okay, where do you put butter in the equation, just out of interest?
First.
So first, then cream.
That's only if you need butter. You don't need butter. But if you do, it goes butter, cream, jam.
You're crazy.
No, I'm normal. Not crazy. I mean, I'm crazy in many other areas, but in this way, I am 100% correct. Back me up, Goulburn Valley.
All right, we need your help. Give us a call now. Sharon from Sherp, how are you today?
Yeah, not bad.
That's good. All right, help us out. We need to settle this debate. Scones, what is the correct way to spread them?
Definitely jam first and then cream.
No. Sharon, this is what I don't understand. So you're saying that the greatest chef in the world, or one of them, Nigella Lawson, is wrong as well as me?
Yes.
Oh, you've got some balls.
Yeah, I agree, Shaz. I agree. Like, do you think it's a consistency texture thing that the jam's heavier than the cream, so it needs to go below it?
Well, yes. And as you said before, if you pop on a hot scone, and that's how you eat them, if you pour whipped cream on a hot scone, it's going to run off.
That is a
so
great
the jam between will actually stop it from running off the scone.
No, it doesn't. I've never had that problem before.
Yeah,
you've got to eat it straight away. You don't let it sit there for half an hour.
What if you're serving it on a tray for all your friends? What if you're having a tea party?
I don't do that. Sharon, what about when you're having Mexican? Would you put the sour cream down before the guacamole or the guacamole first?
I was going to say sour cream goes on top.
What is wrong with you people?
Because you want your cream cold. No one wants hot cream.
You guys have got a lot of issues too.
Poor Sharon. She's called in to have fun with Josiah and Ellie on the radio and you're just abusing her.
I don't think it's us. It's got the problem.
Yes. 2 against 1. I love it.
Thanks, Sharon. That was
thanks
great.
Thanks so much for your call, Sharon.
No worries.
So there you go, Josiah. I think it's settled. 2
I'm
against
not
1.
Changing my ways
change
for
your
anyone.
Do you know what? Just do me a favour. Do us all a favour and just give it a try.
I'm a leader, not a follower. I will continue to put my
God. Cream do you know what I want to do? I want to compile all the things you've said you are this week. You've said you're a prince. You've said you're a LeBron Charla. You've said you're a leader, not a follower.
I'm a lord.
You said you're a teacher. You said you're a lord.
I am a lord.
Literally in the last 5 days.
My driver's license says I'm a lord.
It doesn't. Show me it. Yeah, still haven't done that,
it's
have
in
you?
My bag.
Anyway, we've digressed. We do have a poll up on Instagram at the moment. The correct way to butter your scone, spread your scone.
Come on, guys, back me up, all no, two of you.
Please don't.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
The next chat that we're about to have, I'm really looking forward to because I think it's something that's not spoken about enough in our society. And there's two men who are working to kind of change that, and that's men's mental health. And tonight in Shep at the Deck, the Man Enough movement is having a little function for the men of the GV and their partners if they'd like to come. So we thought we'd get the two guys that run the show, Julian and Robbie, on to have a chat about it. Hi, guys. Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, I should probably put your mics on. That'd be a good start, wouldn't it? There you go. Welcome.
Just yell louder. Thank you so much for having us.
We're true experts in here. We could all share a mic if we have to.
Yeah, you just gather around.
Mics are close.
Old school Friday campfire morning stuff. No, thank you so much for having us.
So you guys are from the Happiness Code. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Happiness Code is, a social enterprise, working on the tools and the resources to help people overcome their challenges. So not just men, but Man Up is purely based around, suicide prevention with resourcefulness, which is the tools to overcome men's challenges built by men, real stories, real problems, but the key being action over awareness. I think we all have an understanding of how bad mental health is for men. So there's a lot of awareness around that. So we're just trying to build tools for action. So just get out there and get some done. And taking action is the first step.
Now, Julian, you've got quite a powerful story. Are you happy to share how this all came about with the Golden Valley?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I think to give some context, it's powerful. So I lost my father to suicide on my 21st birthday. And that really changes you. It changes the way you see people, you see the world, but ultimately how you see yourself. And you kind of lose your identity in that. Because how do you feel? How do you cope? You never get to say goodbye. For anyone listening that's lost anyone through accidents or sickness or to suicide, grief is a real challenging emotion. And how you deal with that matters. And I always say pain is real and suffering is a choice. And for me personally, the pain that I had felt from losing my father made me choose choices and decisions that caused me a lot of suffering. So a lot of what we do here at Man Enough is now is trying to intervene a little earlier. So pain will come. Everyone's going to experience some kind of heartache and heartbreak in their life. But if we can stop them making bad choices, maybe they don't have to destroy their life as much as I did on the way.
But it's never too late regardless, is it? Ever?
No, never too late. I went through a really bad spill there for about 3 to 4 years. But, you know, I took that pain and made it my purpose and my sadness and my strength. And I always say that it's not my fault that my dad killed himself, but it's damn well sure my responsibility how I take that pain and make a life for myself. So for any man here listening, or woman, that, you know what, you can't always decide what happens to you in life, but you still get a fundamental choice of what you do and how you move forward.
Good and how powerful do you, message.
Yeah, 100%. How do you suggest going about, you know, if people are dealing with stuff and, you know, really struggling just with life on a day-to-day basis, what are some kind of tools that you suggest putting in place to overcome the emotion and overcome the hardship?
Yeah, I think the first one is the vulnerability to share. I think vulnerability inspires vulnerability. So the first thing is awareness precedes change. So you have to have awareness of the problem first. So speaking with your friends and family or someone that you can try and have a bit of a self-audit about what's going wrong in your life. And then, as I said, the first step is doing something. And every single day, most people don't know this, you have about 60,000 thoughts. So 60,000 thoughts is a lot. And about 30,000 decisions that you make every single day of your life. So we just say focus on five. Five, keep it simple, and five decisions purely based around you. So if you think about consciousness, that's about being awake. And most people, and you'll see them, are asleep living their life. They are literally asleep and they settle for just what they have when they can have so much more than just this. If they was to focus on simple choices.
Like, you know, deciding to eat healthy or, you know, that the type of stuff?
I say get to have to.
Yeah.
So think about a relationship. Like once upon a time, you got to go on the date. You got to message her all day long. You got to spend time and give her your attention. Now it's like I have to, and you roll over in the morning, she's still there. It's like it becomes a chore. But only when you choose to do something, you change the way you look at something, what you look at changes. And for me personally, I used to wake up in the morning and hate the person I became because of what had happened to me and then the choices I made. So then I had to start changing the way I saw myself again.
Yep.
To start to see kindness, love, compassion. Because anyone that goes through any kind of emotional trauma, you start to close up and you start to become hard because that's what life does.
Now, Robbie, you guys have been touring everywhere, spreading this amazing message. How many lives are you seeing change every day?
Well, our target is 10 million in 10 years. Good. So that's impacted lives. We're a fair chunk into that after about, 16 months now of existence. Won a couple of awards along the way, and like you said, mate, the main thing is we get to touch different lives all the time.
And you are seeing some lives, like, as you go? It's all
every single day, and this is probably the reason that I moved from a job that I was in to work with the Co. It's really about the impact that it has in the individual programs, corporate, school, on people that are really struggling and probably not always at the sort of red end of the scale. You know, it could be that you just want to be happier, but the impact that it makes is incredible. And I just implore anyone that's struggling out there to either check us out or check out some referral services, because there's so much out there for you and you're not on your own.
Mm. Yeah. Speaking of which, you guys are having an event at the Deck in Shep tonight.
Tell us
about that.
We're in Numurkah last night. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you did.
I got chastised last night. It was really fun last night. We had quite a few in the room, and tonight we're hoping to bump that number up again at the Deck. We kick off at 6:30, go through till about 8:30, so not long. If you can't spare 2 hours for yourself, then you know, make it happen. And we'll be basically taking everyone through what we do around the whole of the Co, and specifically with men, but men and women. We had kids last night there as well, and it was awesome. So.
Yeah, can't wait. Ellie and I'm definitely going down. Yeah. You're going to come along as well?
Yeah, 100%. And also, do you guys know there's 3 for $20 espresso martinis at the Deck tonight?
So that's definitely going to go all nighter.
Yeah, so boys, make sure you bring your mates, and girls, if you're listening as well, bring your men as well, because this is a message you can't miss. It doesn't come to Shep too often. Mm. The Deck, 6:30, make sure you get there. We're going to be there. It's a powerful message, and we should spread it some more, shouldn't we, boys?
It is, and it will be fun. It's not all serious doom and gloom. It is really fun, and that's why we resonate. So
yeah, exactly. And it is an important message. You know, we all do need to talk more, and especially in regards to men, which is what the Man Enough movement's all about.
100%.
You know, because there is this stigma around it. And just get out there, talk to each other, boys.
Look forward to finding some more about it tonight, boys. But keep changing lives. You're doing a great thing, and keep up the good work.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Got a fascinating story out of England for you. This is amazing. Mm. Have you ever been robbed before?
My car's been broken into.
How did that make you feel? It's
sad. I cried. I lost my iPod Nano.
Did you feel a bit like on edge after that?
Yeah.
Shepparton is one of the biggest breaking capitals of Australia. Did you know that?
Yeah, there's been a few that
it's
I've heard of.
It's such a bad statistic to have. Mm. Anyway, there was a break and enter over in the UK. The shop owner was overseas on holidays, like literally on the other side of the world. And this new technology is amazing.
Great.
So what you can do, he paid... It doesn't cost that much, 50 euros. Oh, hang on, sorry, 80 euros to have, which is about $150.
Yeah.
Basically, the guy broke into his shop. He's got these sensors on the cameras now. And what happens is once those heat sensors go off, he gets an alarm straight to his iPhone that comes up saying someone's in your shop. So as soon as it feels heat, you get a notification straight on your phone. You tap your phone. What it does, it comes up with an app. He can turn all the lights on in the shop.
No.
He can then activate the voice speaker in the shop as well. So some guy's broken into his shop. The guy's hit the app open on the other side of the world while on holidays. He's turned the lights on and then he's going, I can see you. He started freaking the guy out. I'm watching you if you don't get out now. And he started doing this voice.
No way. I will
kill you and all this sort of stuff. There's the footage of the guy absolutely poos his pants.
Oh my God, you would.
And he runs out. He got away with 50 euros and that is it.
How good
is that? So we got broken into. I'm in Shep as well, maybe earlier this year. It is a scary thing.
Yeah.
Lucky my roommate, Morg, she absolutely roasted this absolute dero that was trying to come in our side window in our lounge room.
Yeah.
I've never seen a guy who needs an app when I've got Morgan.
Yeah.
He saw Morg absolutely going nuts at him.
Yeah.
He literally pooed his pants, ran out the window, straight out the front in his getaway and drove away. So shops and homeowners around Shep, look into this app because I reckon this is an absolute no-brainer to
have. Yeah. Do you know the name of it? Details, Josiah?
Don't ask questions I can't answer, Ellie.
Okay, we'll just type into Google, app that
I'll
scares off intruders.
How does that sound?
No, but that is awesome. And hopefully, where were you while Morgan was scaring off the intruders? Just
visiting family in Sydney.
pretty sure you're carrying a new dead buddy.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
And I've seen possibly the best thing I've ever seen this morning.
Talk to me, Ellie.
You saw me looking at it and laughing my face off.
LMAO.
It was the funniest thing ever. So someone, the URL, the domain, www.scottmorrison.com.au.
Which is his official website.
Yep. It expired, right? So that meant it was up for sale again and he didn't renew it.
What?
So some dude has gone on and purchased it for $50.
You're kidding me.
And now he's got the freedom to do whatever he wants with it.
Why would ScoMo's people not reactivate his website?
I don't know. They're busy. He's prime minister now. You know, he's got a lot to do. But the thing they've done with it is the best. So you click on scottmorrison.com.au.
So if I go to it right now, yep, scottmorrison.com.
You will see a massive, the whole webpage is engulfed by a massive picture of ScoMo just having a bit of a laugh. He's looking happy. He's looking cheery.
Oh, yeah.
And then in the top right-hand corner, you can press a little play button.
What happens?
Bear in mind, this is the entire website. This is all there is to it.
So a picture of ScoMo smiling and a little music player. Oh, I'm on the website now. Yep.
Yeah. If you click that box, this is what plays. That's all it is.
Scotty doesn't know over and over.
So where he used to have like his electoral like reforms and whatnot, it's now just Scotty doesn't know and Scotty laughing.
What?
Oh, God, you got to see it. I feel like you've got to see it for it to be
It's a good song. Oh. I mean, it's R&B Fridays, but it'll do.
Yeah, it doesn't really fit, but go check it out. If you want to laugh today, that's what you got to do.
Josiah and Ellie, hit 96.9.
13, 12, 16, that's our number. Get ready to call. I want to know if you're a lazy present giver or have you received one?
Not me, mate. I'm not a lazy present giver.
No, you got your boyfriend a barbecue for his birthday, didn't you?
Well, yes, but I actually haven't given it to him yet. We're going shopping for it when I'm in Perth next.
Oh, there you go. Lazy present giver. My girlfriend Mia, happy birthday to her for Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. It's her 21st.
Cradle snatcher.
Yep. I am a massive cradle snatcher because I am 28 and I couldn't be prouder because she is smoking. So it's a big 2-1. Haven't got her a present yet, so I do need your help with that. I have no idea what to get her.
Get her a barbecue. That's what I do. Yeah.
Well, funny you say that because her dad, her parents haven't got her present either. And they're like, oh, it's your 21st. Mm-hmm. What do you want? She's like, this, this, and this. They're like, ah. Her dad's a tradie.
Yeah.
He goes, I haven't got time to get your money. I've got a whole bunch of metal, scrap metal. She goes, he goes, I'm going to give you some scrap metal. You trade it in, you can keep the cash.
No.
She's like, what do you mean trade it in? You trade it in, give me the cash yourself. So he's going to give her a whole bunch of scrap metal out the back and go, that's your money for your birthday.
Is he going to wrap it up?
No, he's not going to wrap the metal up.
Is he going to get one of those sticky bows and put that on it?
Here's your metal. Yeah. Here's your scrap metal. Take it to the junkyard. Get some cash. It's worth about $400 or $500, he reckons.
Yeah, so but she's got still, a good the deal. Effort you have to go to.
Do it yourself. Give her the money. Or don't tell her that's how you got the money.
Yeah.
Trade it in, get the money and put it in a card. And she'll be like, wow, look how generous you are.
Exactly. And surely if he's a tradie, he knows where to go to trade stuff in. I wouldn't have a clue, and I'm sure she doesn't either.
So I think on her birthday, on her 21st on Tuesday, her and her mum are going to the scrap metal yard to trade in some metal so she can have some money for her birthday as her birthday present from her dad. Unbelievable.
That is crazy. The poor thing.
Surely you've got a story of a lazy present giver.
Yeah, my friends, my last birthday, took me out for breakfast and sat me down, bearing in mind they hadn't given me a present the year before. They just like, oh, it's coming, it never came. They took me out for breakfast and like, okay, so this year we've got you a present. We want to take you skydiving. And I was awesome. Like, great. So they're like, we're going to go up north and we're going to go and skydiving. We're going to have a weekend girls trip. I was like, great, this sounds good. Never happened.
Still hasn't happened to this
Still
day.
Still hasn't happened.
So it's all word of mouth.
Nearly a year.
It's like when you give your mum a card saying, happy birthday, here's a massage voucher for me to give you a massage.
Yeah.
Never gave mum a massage.
But you know what? At least that's putting in the effort. Like if she does redeem it, you've got to massage that girl for half an hour. Whereas mine, they didn't even have a voucher. They hadn't put any money towards it whatsoever. They still haven't. I'm just waiting for this skydiving trip.
That is the worst. How's this? At my last radio station that I worked at, it was Christmas time. I would have been probably 19, 20 at the time, just started there.
Mm-hmm.
Had no money.
Yeah.
Straight out of uni. Was so poor. They did a little all-office email saying the CD cupboard's open.
Oh,
feel free
no.
to take whatever CDs you want. Every family member that Christmas got 2 CDs each.
Oh, no.
I don't even know if you're not a fan. I don't care. Here's a CD app. Merry Christmas. I can't afford a thing. That was probably my worst lazy present giving effort.
Oh, God. All right. Well, we want to talk about this morning. 13, 12, 16. Have you been a lazy present giver? Or has someone given you a lazy present?
Can you outdo my girlfriend's dad?
If we can get better than scrap metal, I'll be impressed. Let's go to Andy from Benalla. Andy, do you know of a lazy present giver?
Oh, my grandfather, God rest him.
Oh, God, what did he do?
On my 21st, he gave me his wife's pen.
You're kidding me.
I kid you not. And I know it was his wife's pen because it said Kendry on it.
And Kendry was the wife's name?
Kendry was her first name.
But, Andy, can I ask, does it mean a lot to you now, though, at least?
Mate, that pen didn't even make it home.
Well, was it like at least like a ballpoint, nice, special pen, or just like are we talking like a Callista?
No, we're not talking like a Mont Blanc or anything like that. I'm pretty sure it was just like one of those ones you get for free from that company peddling their stuff.
Oh, that's right.
Happy 21st. Especially your grandparents. You expect something big from them.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, this weekend, if you're looking for something to do, do this. The Numurkah Food Bowl Festival. It kicks off tonight around 7 p.m. Some fireworks going to be on and then continues throughout the weekend. So we thought we'd get the director on to have a little chat about it. Hello, Jamie Lee.
Hello.
I am so excited for this.
This
has been in my diary for the last couple of months. I've been saying to Ellie, I will be there. So Saturday's my day. I will be there all day. But I've actually got nothing Sunday. I could pop in then as well. But tonight, it all kicks off.
It does. We've got the 10th birthday party celebration with fireworks and a free outdoor movie screening. It's going to be awesome.
How good. Anything with food, I'm there. Like the word food bowl, I'm like, all right, cool. Sign me up.
Exactly. So obviously the way to get to your heart is through your stomach.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
I actually didn't know much about the festival when I first heard about it, but when it said food bowl, yeah. I was like, I don't care exactly what this is about.
What type of food are we talking? Let's get down to business.
Well, heaps of local stuff for sure. Heaps of local stuff. But it's really the whole festival, especially on the Saturday for the Melville Street celebration and the street party. Mm-hmm. That's about celebrating regional living and what Numurkah is super proud of, which is being, you know, in the guts of the food bowl. And then we've brought in a whole bunch of different flavours and tastes from all around the world.
Awesome.
Yeah. Like I'm talking some cheesy burgers. I'm talking like deep fried stuff, the calamari, the fish. You know what I mean? But I really want to really stress that when you come to Numurkah, it's not just about the festival. There's all of these fantastic shops and groups in town that we should definitely visit as well. So please, if you're coming over, make sure you pop into those local shops, cafes and pubs and eateries, support them, give some added bonus to them because as we know, you know, the drought's been hard. You know, Numurkah had a flood a few years ago. So we want to love and respect and hug the Numurkah shops and then enjoy the whole festival.
Yeah, and we were like, it's one big community, the Goulburn Valley, isn't it? So get behind this town this weekend and make sure you come down and support it. Make sure you pop in because it's such a cool local community event, isn't it?
It's been going 10 years.
Really?
10 years.
Oh, that's a good effort.
It's a really good effort and lots of events have come and gone and this one hasn't. It's made it.
I've found one for Ellie. Sunday, the bush dance.
Yeah.
That is you.
How do I bush dance? What's the difference?
Heel and toe, heel and toe. Oh, slide.
Yes.
We should do it together.
I did ballroom dancing at school. Like it was compulsory to do ballroom dancing and we had to do that. Did the hucklebuck? Do you know the hucklebuck?
I don't know the hucklebuck.
One, two, three, back. Oh, God. Okay, I have to do it. I'll
all I can remember is from Cadamatite Primary School when I was there is heel and toe, heel and toe, slide. So the bush dance is a really cute event and it's for everybody, all ages. And I want to give a shout out. We've got these adorable committee members called Rob and Phyllis.
Hey, Rob and Phyllis.
Hi, Rob and Phyllis. And they're my adopted grandparents. And it's their event. That's their baby. So our Numurkah Food Bowl Festival Committee, everybody has a baby. And that's theirs. And they love dancing. They travel all over Victoria to go dancing.
Oh, cute.
So I'm sure you've got heaps of listeners that are like, my grandparents go dancing or, you know, my parents go dancing. And this is the event. So if you've got kids, little kids, bring them along. You know, if Nan and Grandad say, I'll hang out with you today. Let's go to the bush dance.
100%. Yes.
And eat some good food while you're at it.
Amen.
Some good live music going to be there Saturday as well, Sunday.
We've got so much music, especially in the middle of Newman Square in Melville Street. Mm-hmm. So we've got like the park stage, then we've got the bar stage because if you come to our festival, you can actually have a drink outdoors in the Numurkah Food Bowl Festival bar, which is just
awesome.
Yeah, just local beer, wine and cider and a couple of boutique drinks.
So is there a courtesy bus that can bring me back to Shepparton?
Mate, I'll do anything for you. Whatever you want, great. Babes.
Usually I'm her courtesy bus. I think that's me this Saturday. I'll drive you early.
Okay, that'd be great. I'm going to be spending some time in that bar. all right, well, looking forward to it. The Numurkah Food Bowl Festival, it does kick off tonight and we'll go throughout the weekend. Thank you for joining us, Director Jamie Lee.
Thanks, guys. You do such a great job for all of us and I'm really excited to have you there on the weekend.
Yeah, can't wait. I'm hungry already.
The same. Get me a cheeseburger.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.